go there much?
Yeah, oh yeah, we used to go often. Sure. Not so often on Sunday. Saturday night or Sunday we go to shore. Weekdays, people didn't go out in a week like they do now.
Okay. What do you say? You'd say Clark Gable was a good actor.
Yeah, Gene Autry.
Gene Autry was a good actor, or Roy Rogers.
Roy Rogers and all that. People were young people in those. When it came, when they started, yeah, the theaters opened up and down. So then the show that you used to see the most on Saturday, that used to be the Saturday show.
And a woman would be called a woman who'd be on the in the film would be a...
Well, she would be an actress, you know.
Okay. Now, anybody born in this country, you say, would be...
Well, he was a native from here, this country.
Okay. Well, you see all those signs on automobiles all the time? And it says, I'm proud to be...
an American.
Now, years ago, they used to have different facilities, you know, different places to go to eat and different bathrooms and even different schools for the white and the...
Oh yeah, that was up until about 8-10 years ago. Where a colored man didn't go in a white ball and a white man didn't go in a colored ball.
Okay, when you got, what names would you have for?
Well, it's just a white boy and a colored boy, that's all I mean.
When you got mad at him, would you say anything?
And you went, now you see a show in dance. That show was strictly for white, up until about 10, 11 years ago.
Okay.
Colored people didn't go to the show.
What about words you might use to yourself when you're thinking about those people? What would you say about them?
Well, you call them a nigger, hell. That's what everybody called them.
Yeah.
In other words, just like you call a Spanish or a Cajun or an American or just whatever he is. Or if you call a man a white man, you can call him a nigger, but black or black man, whatever you want to call him. But we used to call him niggers, that's all.
Yeah.
And I mean, they didn't think nothing of it. We didn't think nothing of it. I mean, I just describing, just like we say the Frenchman or Spanish or anything else, you know, same thing. Well, they ain't nothing to get mad because they didn't mind that when you call them a nigger. They knew they were niggers when they had. I mean, there was no hard feeling. It's just like if you were to call him by his name, it was the same thing. He didn't mind.
Yeah.
They just thought that when integration came out, you know, all this stuff come out. But before that, they were better treated. They were better treated with the white. Colored people in this section, they always was treated right. They used to say up north, they always used to say that. But the people, yeah, they always did, the niggas, yeah, always got what they wanted from the white people. They were mistreated. In other words, they look at the white people like if they was over them, but they went for them, for the white man, for everything. And the white man used to give it to them. You had pity on them, you know. In other words, if one of them came and wanted to borrow $2-3 from you, well, you knew he'd never pay you. But if you seen what he needed it and you know it, you just give it to him. Say, well, I know you ain't gonna pay me. Yeah, okay. And he wouldn't pay you neither. He didn't intend to pay you when he come at you.